Hello everyone, it's Thursday, July 13th, 2017, in the afternoon. And hey ho, tomorrow at this time I will be probably already in Denmark, close by, or even in Copenhagen already. But my final destination will be deep Sweden. At least when I'm in Sweden, I have to travel a long time before I'm actually at the spot where I have to be. Tomorrow, I'm going to depart from southern of Hamburg, from near Hamburg at 6:03, and my arrival in Sweden will be 22:07. Why am I doing this? Because I like it. No. The thing is, when I checked the pricing for flights and trains, I discovered that they at least gave me a price for the journey to Sweden, which was only 67 euros with my bonus card. And flights altogether would have been 230 euros. But in those flights were not yet included the trains to and from the location back to the airport. So I decided to take the train to Sweden, which is going to be very adventurous. First, I'm going to travel the local train to Hamburg. Then from there, I'll take the Eurocity to somewhere in Denmark. They don't have their final destination in Copenhagen due to some construction grounds, so I have to again change there. But the best ever thing, between the German and Danish border, there is a water part where the train has to drive onto a ferry, which is pretty cool. A train on a ship traveling from one spot to the other, then traveling downwards from the ship again as a normal train again, going onwards. I'm pretty much looking forward to that. And also in Copenhagen, I'm going to change into an X2 train, one of the Swedish long distance trains, to Stockholm. I'm also really looking forward to it because I heard from a lot of people that the X2 is one of the most awesome long-distance trains. They used to have Wi-Fi in the first class. I hope they also have Wi-Fi in the second class after a couple of years or now. Otherwise, doesn't matter anyway. I will get myself some ebooks, audio plays loaded to keep myself content. And from Stockholm, I have to change into two other trains to make it to my final destination, where I am going to visit a friend and former participant, the first guy we ever met in Riga, in Latvia, in 2014. And we haven't seen each other for 3 years now, and we decided it's time to change that. So I'm going to travel to Sweden tomorrow. It's going to be very challenging. Maybe I can also record something from there, from my trip as well. And this also keeps me a little bit busy because just sitting at home, doing nothing really, or having nothing really to do that is interesting enough, always staying together with the same people, somehow sucks. So I'm pretty happy that I took the advantage to travel to Sweden, arrange everything, although it took me a lot of calls to especially arrange my assistance from Skutskär to Arlanda, because there were a lot of different companies involved that had to care about assistance and all that. So we eventually did it. We eventually managed to cooperate with all those companies, and now the assistance should be clear. At least I hope so. Otherwise, I'll make it work somehow else. That's the risk if you travel independently on your own, but somehow it's cool. Some people might disagree, but I like it. I like traveling, visiting people in other countries. Why else do I go on international camps and meet people I would never meet again? I mean, with WhatsApp, Facebook, and with Skype, we're kind of like next door, but only virtually. So I'm going to change this tomorrow evening when I meet at least one of those cool people again in Sweden. Have a good time, folks. Thank you for listening, and feel free to recommend my audiobook channel to other people if you feel like it. Later.